Brighton Festival 2018.
Very pleased to announce that we have a special guest with us, the Crumble Lady herself, the star of Britain's Got Talent. She's a star in Sainsbury's today. They asked for her autograph. This is Lorraine Bowen. Lorraine, welcome to Radio Reverb.
Hello, Radio Reverb listeners all across the world.
She's off. And Lorraine has been to see a tractor at the Dome last night. That's not as in what you plough a field with, but as in Attraction, which is a really high-energy dance piece. What did you make of it?
I thought it was absolutely brilliant, and everything in it was brilliant. Now, reasons to go. The Toven throat singing musicians, well, they carry the performance playing highly emotive drone music. Now, if you don't know what Toven throat singing is, of course, it's kind of singing that digs right into the throat and produces vibrational harmony, burpy noises in a kind of singing fashion like this.
Uh-oh.
I'm nearly there.
Yeah, that was not a didgeridoo in the studio.
No,
that was
Lorraine Bowen.
They are actually Indonesian rather than Mongolian.
Well, they suggested the Toven range to me. Now, there's also a string player in it who literally bashes this electric guitar like a drum. And in one section, he swaps the electric guitar for a flute and gets carried upside down while still playing. I just couldn't believe it. And other people were just gasping around me. So that's the music. And, of course, it's billed as a dance piece.
I was raving about it on Facebook today because they're called Senyawa. So they're an Indonesian kind of death metal stroke experimental duo, and saying, like, even if you don't think you like dance, go for the music, because Senyawa,
yes,
absolutely stunning.
It's absolutely brilliant. So on the dance side, there's these sinewy, I suppose sinewy, because I've never seen sinews. I've never seen bones being kind of angled like these people. But they shake themselves, and you think it's all really raw and improvised, but suddenly you see they're actually beginning to synchronise this crazy St. Vitus dance. It's like a kind of David Byrne video put into high art. I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
It's one of those where I was there as well last night, and I had no idea really what to expect from that particular piece. And it starts with, and I think my nephew Tim, who was with us earlier and is still sitting quietly beside me here, described it as he felt like it looked like a bunch of people going on their gap year at the start. And he was slightly worried about where it was going to go and if it was going to be people going, oh, yeah, this is great, yeah, yeah. But in fact, they begin moving slowly, and then the whole thing, you say, becomes like, another friend of mine was there, said it's like amoeba, the movement is suddenly you realise they're sort of moving together. As one being, and then it separates into different beings, and they seem to be sort of struggling for life, and all with this kind of...
Don't you start as well. I'm surrounded by them.
The thing is, after the show, we were all just doing bits of the show. We were like school children that were being kind of naughty and just... Because I wanted to just shake myself and shake my head, and I wondered why I'd actually missed out on being part of the performance, because there's people from Brighton that have actually signed up for this show, and they were shaking things and joining in on the stage.
See, I love that. When they got up from the auditorium, and it's like, oh, what's this bloke doing getting up and going up on the stage? And people from the auditorium just randomly, during the set sequence where the public could join in, just climbed up on the stage, joined in with the motion. I was really impressed with them. They all seemed to know what they were doing.
It was semi-rehearsed. I think they had done rehearsal for it. But as an audience member sitting there, you suddenly think, why are these people getting up and going up? And I was being nudged by my mates to sort of get up there, Rebecca. And I was thinking, there's no way I'm going up there. It's like, no, this is scary.
No, because they'd done rehearsals, you know. Yeah, they had done rehearsals.
And also it was very physical. I mean, that's the thing, that performance was amazingly physical. And you were saying, you know, you wanted to do what they were doing and we were doing it. I'm not double jointed. I don't know if either of you are double jointed, but certainly some of those performers, there were joints moving in ways that, well,
sinewy. They were sinewy, you see.
Double jointed, yeah.
And I just thought that whole dancing, when they were moving so fast in a trance-like state,
yes,
it was incredible to watch. I thought it was quite unsettling to watch.
Very unsettling, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In a good way.
Who knows what it all meant, but, you know, who cares? Who cares? Use it or lose it, I say. Go to as many festival events or whatever festival, you know, just get there and go, because this was mind-blowing.
Well, it's on again tonight. So that's a tractor. That's Lucy Gurin and I think it's Dance North collaboration with Senyawa on the vocal and instrumental duties. You know, stunning Indonesian duo. It's a very, very dark piece, really powerful. Tonight at the Dome, I think you'll still get some tickets available. So they'll have £10 festival standbys for that. I think it's unmissable, to be honest.
Well, we say this about a lot of stuff, that it's really great. But the truth is, all of us, and there were six of us around a table last night, who walked over to the Wagon, made a real effort to find a pub, struggled across the road. And we just could not stop saying, wow, did that bit, wow, that, we loved it. And it just stays with you. And the image of the movement of those dancers was... just get there.
Incredible.
If you can tonight,
incredible,
do go along.
Yep. Last night at the Dome tonight. Lorraine, you've been to see something altogether more restful.
Yes, I went to a church in the lunchtime. I've never done that before in my life. And it was St Nicholas's Church, and I went to see some French women play Baroque music. I don't even know what they were called. Please fill me in.
I can fill you in, because we had them on the show last night. They're called Les Capsper Girls. I didn't get a chance to see it, but they were gorgeous when they were on the show yesterday. I'm going to play you a teensy-weensy bit, a little taster of that from the show yesterday. So that's Les Casper Girls, and they're on at St. Nicholas's Church, one of the lunchtime concerts in the festival, which is a great chance to see relatively unknown people and the musical stars of the future.
Yes, it was absolutely stunning. I'd gone there with my shopping trolley. I was just about to go to Sainsbury's afterwards. Thought I'd stop in for a Baroque concert on the way. And, wow, what can I say? They were just perfection. I have studied quite a lot of Baroque music, and I would say they were the peak of their career. They knew all their stuff. There was one playing incredibly original lutes, one playing strummy guitar, two beautiful singers that just sound as if they were sisters born in the same womb, because they just had the same voices. They were just absolutely lovely. And I must admit, probably the biggest tribulation, I had tears running down my cheeks.
Wow.
What can I say? It was so beautiful.
Wow.
It was so beautiful.
You weren't expecting to be either, I don't think, were you? You were slightly thinking, not sure how this is going to be.
Or well, yeah, because I was having a shopping trolley. I was going to Sainsbury's.
You might have nipped out after a couple of tracks. The numbers wouldn't then.
I just didn't know what to expect.
Well, I thought they were stunning when they came in yesterday. One of the things they did as well, which, you know, it was fine for us because we're actually here with them. Didn't quite work on radio, but the two young women who were singing were actually kind of sparring with each other physically. They were playing off of each other. Was there a sense that it was a very physical performance as well?
Yes, and they had lovely little tiny novelties, which were so beautifully done. So, yes, they didn't go over the top with them, but they had little bird noises with them. Oh. So, and then they did a kind of duet of bird kind of things. And they leaned towards each other, and it was just lovely. It was really lovely.
Well, that's Les Capsper Girls, St. Nicholas's Church, one of the lunchtime concerts. Do check out the lunchtime concerts in the festival programme, because there's some cracking good stuff there. And a tractor at the Dome, second and final night tonight, which I say, go. Lorraine, while we've got you, you've got a show coming up.
I've got a show. It's a departure from my normal adult cabarets. It's at the Marlborough Theatre, and it's for 6 to 11-year-olds. Can you imagine? It's called Be Original, and it's a fun and entertaining show for budding young songwriters and musicians. So if you are learning to play the ukulele and you're at school, then this is for you. And it's on during the half-term week, the 31st of May to the 3rd of June at 2:30 p.m. every day. And that's not 2:30 at night like I normally do. It's 2:30 in the day.
What about if your kid isn't learning the ukulele at school, but you want to get rid of them for an hour in half-term?
Take them to my show.
Lorraine will look after them. She'll take care of them. Well, Lorraine Bone, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Reverb. And I'm glad you enjoyed your shows. And
I really did.
Good.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.